I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Timing is everything, don't you know? But timing at the Winter Olympics, well, it's weird. This week, two skiers in the women's downhill race clocked the same exact fastest time, 1 minute and 41.57 seconds. Officials called it a tie, and the two skiers both got gold medals, a first for the Winter Olympics. That might not have happened if the two athletes had been speeding down the luge track. That competition is measured down to the thousandth of a second. Turns out each sports federation determines the timing rules.
We have to time what's in the rule is and what the federation is asking for.
That's Peter Huseler with Omega. The Swiss watchmaker has been the official timekeeper of the Olympic Games since 1932, and things were a little different back then.
In the beginning, when they started in 32, it was in seconds.
So from timing down to the second back in 1932 to what now?
We can go to 1 millionth of a second if you want.
So why not do that for downhill skiing? Well, the International Ski Federation says it's worried about the integrity of the time when it gets down to such small numbers. So the FIS has no plans to change the rules. But I'm still thinking a lot can happen in just a hundredth of a second. Huseler breaks it down in terms of the distance a speeding downhill skier could cover with that tiny amount of time.
1 hundredth of a second, it's a distance for 26 centimeters.
So somebody was, in fact, ahead, right? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. I don't know.
You'd think a man who's been the chief timekeeper at 16 Olympics would be bothered by such lack of precision, but Omega's Peter Huseler thinks there's nothing wrong with sticking to the rules as they are.
If they are precise the same time, each one merit a gold medal or a silver medal, that's correct.